Michael.
Hello.
This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Oh, very good.
Good to hear. Thank God it's Friday, right? Finally made it.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving you a follow-up call regarding first page placement on Google for your business. Do you remember speaking with me?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Are you in front of a computer now, too?
No, Jed. I'm just driving to my house.
Oh, okay.
Taking more longer. My car is on the mechanic, and I was doing those things today, and what do I need? What else do you need to?
Okay, well, I thought you wanted to see it online, right? But so to set up the account, all I have to do is verify business info, schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. We have to do billing, and then I read a voice verification to you. So do you,
I
do you
have
want
a question?
To, yeah, ask. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
My company name right now is Micro Renovations Corp.
Right.
So, but I need to, like, I don't know.
Change it?
No, it doesn't matter. People know me.
Let's say you did change it in the future. It's not like the yellow book, right, where you have to wait a year for us to print a new book. I'm not sure if that's how their process works, but what I'm saying is it's all digital, right? So if you were to change the name in the future, it's as easy as a click of the mouse for us to change all across the internet.
Okay.
Yeah. But for now, we're running with Michael's Renovations Corp, right?
Yeah.
That's the plan? Okay. Okay. If you change it again, just let us know and we could change it all across the internet. All right. Now for your postcard from Google, 13610 Cedar Farm Road, Charlotte 28278. Is that the best address?
No, that is not that anymore.
Oh, okay. What's the new address?
It's 610 Olive Branch Road.
Olive Branch Road. Is that in Charlotte?
That's in Charlotte, yeah.
That's in Charlotte, too. Okay. So 610 Olive Branch Road. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, so give me one second. Are you sure it's not in Marshville? 28103? It's in Marshville. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you get it. So let me change this to Marshville. All right, awesome. And let me pull this up. Domain. So michaelsrenovationscorp.com. Do you own that domain?
Michael Renovations, yes. My company, it's legal and everything. I have a high team number and everything.
Yeah, got it. I meant for the website. Like, did you purchase a domain online? I have that on the note. That's what you want, is the michaelsrenovationscorp.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I don't know. You got to be under that, right? Because it's the legal name. And then, yeah, you got to be like that.
Yeah. So if you change the name, just like all the directories, obviously we'll change the domain name for you. And it's no additional charge. All you got to do is let us know. Okay?
All right.
All right. Perfect. And let's see, service radius. How far are you willing to travel for new clients?
Normally, let's say, how much is minutes? Let's say if our 45 minutes or 50 minutes to Charlotte.
It's like 40 miles?
No, you gotta be less than that, right? Because it's,
here, let me pull up, a radius tool real quick. Give me one second. It's just in our tech tools. So let me, plug in 30, and I'll tell you how far that takes you, okay?
It's got to be like 30 miles.
So 30 will take you, here, I'll talk about west first, all the way out to Waxhaw. Sorry if I say any of these wrong, too, okay? But Waxhaw, Waxwick, Lancaster, Matthews, Indian Trail. It goes north. Is that correct, though? Is that far enough?
Yeah, and then you can put 45 miles, yeah.
45 miles? Okay. Yeah, yeah. 45, that's going to make sure it hits all of Charlotte, too, right?
Give me yeah.
One sec. All right, so, yeah, that gets you into Charlotte, Rock Hill. You got Monroe, obviously. Kannapolis, Concord. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, so I'll put you in 45 miles in. Perfect. And let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, just for account purposes, your last name, is it Dubon?
Yeah, my last name is Dubon.
It is Dubon. All right. Got it. And first name, Michael, right? M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
That's my second name, but we can leave it just Michael Dubon.
Okay, awesome. So I got you as Michael Dubon on here. Okay. And let's see, services. So this is the most important thing, right? Do you want, like, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, room, like, what specifically?
Well, because, I do showers, I do floor installation, I do painting, exterior and interior, I do commercial and residential, carpet.
Carpet. Okay.
Carpentry on finish.
Okay. Carpentry finish work. Got it.
Well, I do granite, but the thing is, I don't have people to help me to do the granites, and the guys don't have experience to install, so I know how that work and everything, and I can install it, but it's too heavy for me. I don't want to introduce some of that right now.
Okay, so I'm going to put can-do granite, but we'll put that on the back burners for the keywords, so when you have the guys or the manpower to do it, just let me know so we can modify it for you, okay?
Okay.
So showers, flooring, painting, exterior and interior painting, right? Carpet, carpentry, finish work, commercial, and residential.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. And again, too, any changes you make, right? Like business name, services you provide, keep us in the loop. That way we're able to change everything for you, okay?
All right.
All right. Awesome. And hours of operation, how do you want those showing online?
What are you talking about?
Your hours, like basically when you're ready to answer the phones, right? Like,
let's put out only Sunday.
Okay. So Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
And do you want any specific time on there or just 24 hours?
8 hours, you know.
8 hours? Like 8 to 5?
No, let's leave it to 8 o'clock.
Okay, 8 to 8. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. And again, you could always modify those too, all right? So next step, what I'm going to do, Michael, I'm going to assign a tech to your company and schedule your client interview with your technician. This is where they do all the fun stuff. Keyword phrases, color scheme of your website, exactly how you want that to look. They'll get your Facebook ads running, etc. All right? Now, before I jump into scheduling that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will outline our service agreement that everything is month-to-month here, no contracts.
Right.
All right. Right. Now,
why not just... because I want to see how it's working, and the out of contract for me is the best right now. So now
right.
You know how to, I don't want to be in
It's a headache for me sometimes.
I feel like the contracts are kind of a trap sometimes, you know? Like, that's why we do it that way here, because we're confident once you see the results of this, you'll stick it out with us. You know what I'm saying? Because technically, if you left us in a month, we lose money on that, because we got the domain, we built the website, we had to pay Google and Facebook on your behalf, right? So we really strive for a long-term marketing solution for you, but we make it month to month because we're confident, like, you'll love this.
Right. That's all good. Right.
Yeah.
But one thing, because I had extra things to do right now, I don't have my notebook is on my house.
Okay.
And there is my, the IT number from the company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't need that right now. At the client interview, if you don't have it either, what will happen is they'll have you send it in to them via email. Via email is the best way. Or you could add it into your tracking system yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. You're talking about the license number, right?
Yeah, the license number.
Yeah. You don't worry about that right now. That'll be in the client interview, and if you don't have it, you could always email it or add it from your tracking system. Okay?
But it's certainly necessary, right?
Yeah, it is. It is, because here's the thing. It helps your business to show on the first page of Google faster, and it's at no additional charge to you when we submit the license, okay? But it's not technically necessary to have it.
Yeah, but I want to try that.
Yeah, no, I agree. You should definitely provide it. But as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it Michael DeBon on the card, or is it your first name?
It's on the Michael Renovations.
Oh, it is. Okay, perfect. And let's see. The billing address, is it the new address, the 610 Olive Branch Road?
Yeah, I just moved the last year to this property.
Oh, congratulations.
It's my own house, yeah.
That's awesome, man. You guys love it or what?
It's a farmhouse. It's good.
Good.
I'm doing some remodeling to, you know, it's a beautiful farmhouse, so it got to be nice.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm sure it helps when you have a remodeling contractor that owns the house.
Yeah, that's really good, and it's so challenging.
Yeah, like my dad, he's a master mechanic with cars, right? So, man, I've saved I don't even know how much over the years on car repairs, you know? Like, yeah, good crafts to know for sure. And the card you're going to be using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
I'm going to use the business card.
Okay. If it's a Visa, it'll start with a 4. If it's a MasterCard, it should start with a 5.
Yeah, it's a MasterCard.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Ready for that card number when you are.
Okay. How much is going to be that each month?
$299.
How are I going to be sure that's not going to grow up later?
We send it to you in writing. So in your invoice that you're going to get and in the initial email I sent you, it has your price right there. That never, ever goes up on you.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
Okay. Let me see.
All right.
It's 5178059052192953.
Expiration?
12/23.
All right. And the CVC code?
607.
All right. So what I'm doing now, Michael, is coding out the card, assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you now. Heads up, on this voice verification, it's just going to ask you some questions, okay? All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Michael Renovations Corp.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Harold Michael Duvon, and I do remodelations.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
I'm sorry, I don't understand that.
Oh, so you obviously are, but it's so if it sounds like I'm reading a script now, because I am. So what it says is, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
I'm still loose.
Yeah. So this question is put in there primarily for like corporations and stuff when we're talking to somebody, like to make sure they have authorization to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company. So you do, right?
Yeah, I do contracts.
No contracts. It's month to month, no contracts. Just to clarify, okay? You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I actually got an error code back from billing, just a heads up. It came back as insufficient funds. I'm sorry, your card that you, that we were processing, I got an error code back. It came back as insufficient funds. For the $299?
Because I'm using a credit card.
Okay. The card got declined though. Do you have a different card that you could secure the position with today?
No, it just have a secure code. It just asked me here.
Oh.
If I'm doing this transaction or not, what I have.
Oh, did it really? That's weird. It gave me an insufficient funds code. Usually it'll give me like an off code, code. But, yeah, if you accept that, then I'll be able to process it and it should go through then.
Okay, let me just say. Okay, try again. It's
okay
to try again.
All right, let me try it right now. Let's see what it says here. Oh, there we go. Awesome.
Yeah.
So let me go back to the script now. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, Local Splash is
that's us.
You know,
yeah,
it's you. Yeah.
Yes, correct. And what that means, just to kind of explain it a little more. So we need your help in this stuff, right? Like we want to know what you want on the website. We want to know, you know, your services or any changes that you make, right? And very important too, you're going to get a postcard from Google, which will pin verify you in the map section. So we just want to make sure you're responsive to phone calls and emails from us. If you're busy or something, Michael, like when we call, all you got to do is call us back as soon as possible, you know?
Right.
Right. So the next part, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is October 14th, 2022. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you for going with Local Splash.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, a couple more questions for you. The tech side wants to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts? From us.
Email, it's better.
Email preferred, got it. All right, and let's see. Okay, one of our newest features, we include now, and this is at no additional charge, it's called a Splash Call app, okay? And on the app, what it does is it just tracks all your phone calls coming through this program. Do you want that included as well?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I don't even know why they make me ask that. Yeah, it's great. It's great. Not one of my clients has said no to that yet. And let's see. The company, is it currently licensed and insured?
No insured because normally I work with the recommendations.
Got it.
So normally nobody asked me for
the insurance.
So I don't want to spend that money on that right now.
Yeah, it makes sense, especially if you're being insured through the person you're working for, you know. So the you are licensed though, right?
Yeah. It's
all
registered.
Right,
if it's
awesome.
That, it's the company's registered.
Awesome. All right. And like I mentioned to you, we just submit that and that gives you higher placement and faster at no additional charge to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and okay, this next part, all right, so we, for our clients, we like to make sure that you guys don't get, like, scammed, okay? So we do not, like, if somebody calls and says, hey, pay $5 more for Google, don't do it, the tech side will always call from our 877 number, okay, that I texted you, and I will always call from that number on your caller ID, all right? Now, just as an extra precaution, we set up a security question for you, okay? And if you ever get a call and you're unsure if it's Local Splash, you can always ask them, hey, what's my security question, all right? The default question is your first pet's name, and you could set any answer to it, okay? What do you want the answer to be on that?
Say again, please.
Your first pet's name.
Pet's name.
Yeah, pet's name. Another one is the city you were born in. And again, it could be any answer. You just need to know the security question and the answer to it, you know?
Okay, let me think about that because...
Yeah.
Do you have another or just that?
It's just those two. It's city where you were born in and your first pet's name. Yeah, we just added this as a security precaution just to make sure, like, you don't get, like, scammed or anything, you know?
Okay, let's say, and then pet, and then.
All right, let's do pet's name, and it could be anything, okay? What do you want it to be?
Bella.
Bella, got it. B-E-L-L-A, okay?
Yeah.
That's my niece's name. she's amazing, man. I love her. Such a character. Oh, really? Oh, that's right. That's right. My niece is Isabella, but we all call her Bella, man. She is like, she is just a little ball of energy, you know? She's awesome.
That's the name of my first daughter. It's just Isabel.
Oh, okay. Okay. Isabel. Got it.
Isabel is mine.
Good stuff, man. And, okay. So the next thing I'm going to do is schedule your client interview with your tech, Michael. We block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually it just takes about an hour or so. And I have one more slot available for 30 minutes from now. So at 6 p.m. Does that time work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So let me book that in, and I got to get their notes over to them, too, because they like to pre-prep for the calls, okay? Just give me one quick second. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English, okay? So that's coming at you right now. And while I'm getting these notes over to them, too, so we sent you over a couple emails. One will say local splash initial invoice. Are you able to pull that up now?
Mm.
Or are you still driving?
No, it's just my cell phone. I'm in front of T-Mobile. I'm just waiting to finish with you to go to get the charger.
Okay, got it. So let me just tell you about it, okay? When you go into your initial invoice, it's going to have a section that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. When you click that, it's going to show you everything that you paid for in writing, which is everything that I went over with you. Then it's going to take you to a login page. That is for your tracking system. I'm sending you your login credentials now via email and via text, okay?
Okay.
And if you forget about all of that after you get off the phone with me, just call me when you're in front of it, and I can walk you through it, okay? Or even the technician can when they call you. Okay?
Okay. Here I have something, local splash terms, okay?
Yeah. So the terms of experience, right, that's showing you everything that you paid for in writing. So when you scroll to the bottom, it's going to have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card, and it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it will take you to that username and password screen. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And last thing I need to do, almost forgot about this, the Facebook page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
No.
Okay. You have a personal page?
Yeah, but I don't want to use mine.
Yeah, we don't use it at all. So all business pages are created from a personal page, and it's weird. They're not linked together at all, okay? So all I'm going to do, is it under Michael Dubon?
My account is just Jero Dubon, but you can use Michael Dubon on this one.
Okay, Mike. Well, I'm searching it on Facebook right now. So how does it look?
Jairo, J-A-I-R-O.
J-A-I-R-O. Got it. And give me 1 second. Oh man, there's a bunch of Jairo Devons. Here, let me put in Charlotte, right? Is where you created it?
Yeah, it looks like. Yeah, this cell phone is new. I have the other one.
Okay.
I don't know how, because normally I know it's personal social media, so I don't like social media a lot, so.
So on the front, it's like a baby. There's like
maybe
it's Bella. That's Bella. Okay. Got it. And then there's like a family picture right below that. Okay. So I think I found it here, and they'll just verify it with you too, and I'll send you a text on it, all right? Also, on the invoice for the name, right, I put Michael Dubon, so that's the one you would type in and hit confirm. Do you want me to change that to Jairo?
No.
Just keep it as Michael? Okay, perfect.
My business, I use Michael only.
Got it. So that'll be the name that you'll put in that box then and hit confirm. And then it will take you to that username and password screen I was talking about. Okay? All right. Any questions for me in the meantime?
No. I'm trying to do the local splash account.
Uh-huh.
But looks like it's, I have already one account, but I'm trying to put my password, but it doesn't show up.
Hmm. Oh, that's because I sent you login credentials, huh, for your tracking system before?
Oh.
Yeah, I think I did. So your credentials are the same with the phone number, but the password is SEM success. I texted it to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I forgot I did that.
So I had to do right now all this.
No. You don't have to do it right now. That's perfectly fine. You can do it when you get off the phone with me, or the technician at 6 p.m. could walk you through it too.
No, I'm talking about you need to be with me doing at the same time, right?
Doing what?
The local splash account.
No. For you to log into your tracking system, you can log into it any time. Is that the question you asked?
Username is my cell phone, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
And SEM success is the
SEM success. Yes, sir. SEM success.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about the Facebook?
Oh, they're going to get all that set up for you in the client interview. That's going to be done at 6 o'clock.
Okay, just remind them, I don't want to use my personal account.
Yeah, so again, we're not going to put your personal account out there. We're going to create a business Facebook page from it. So it'll be a completely separate account.
Right, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. But Facebook's weird with that. All business pages are created from a personal account, but they're not linked together, if that makes sense, you know?
All right.
Yeah, okay. So they'll get that all squared away from you, and look out for that call here shortly. I'm going to send their notes over to them, and they will be calling you from our 877 number, okay?
All right.
All right, perfect. Congratulations again, Michael. We'll talk to you very soon, all right?
All right. As soon as everything is done, when is going to be everything done?
So 3 to 5 days, your website's up and running, and you're submitted to 60 directories. So all across the internet, within 7 to 10 days, your Facebook ads will be launched. That's usually when the calls start happening. Okay.
All right.
Within 7 to 10 days, your Google listing will be live. For full optimization, for you to rank for all 15 keyword phrases on the first page of Google, the timeline we sent you in writing is 30 to 45 days, but we like to underpromise and overdeliver. So you should see results faster. Very, very important, Michael. You just want to be responsive to calls, okay? Like the client interview shortly, right? Very important call for them to get everything set up. Plus the Google postcard being sent to you. We need that PIN verification code. So just be on top of this stuff, okay? That way we could get it all going for you quick. All right?
So who is going to be my manager,
So I'm your main point of contact, right? That's why you have my direct line and extension. Anytime you have questions, call me directly. But a technician is going to call you at 6. This is the person that is doing all the back end work, like the optimization.
Okay.
Okay.
And about the customers to get the reviews.
Mm-hmm. They're going to provide you with what's called a tiny URL. So what it is it'll say ratemypro.renovationscorp or something like that, right? And it's a link you're able to send your clients, so they're able to put 5-star reviews online for you. So we'll help you with that as well.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, sir. Congratulations again. Look out for that call shortly. I'm going to get these notes over to them now. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.